Hey, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. We still got a lot of exciting stuff going on in Fortnite. If you guys didn't know, the cube has started to move. It rolled over to another side. Also, it's lighting up every once in a while, and it appears to have some symbols on it. It seems like the internet, all the internet places out there that are talking about it, some people have pointed out that the symbols look like a loading screen from Blockbuster from last season, the number 8 loading screen, where the visitor is looking at like a holographic screen and he's pressing some buttons, and some of them appear to be symbols. And some people are saying that they look like the same symbols that are appearing on the cube every once in a while as well. So that is really exciting. I can't wait to see where the cube is going to move to. There's that little lake that is close by in the desert area. Some people say it's moving there. Some people, they're saying all kinds of things, but who knows? We'll just have to wait and see what actually happens. But whatever happens, I know it's going to be cool and it's going to be fun, because that's pretty much what Fortnite does. Let's see here. Let's talk about the Summer Skirmish Week 7, Day 2 here. Long day at work, so I didn't get to watch any of it myself. I'll go back and watch the replays, but we'll give out a shout-out to the guys who won the competition here. So for the EU players, it was Solary Kinstar and Lunary Jezd that went ahead and got first place, winning themselves $40,000. And for the North American players, we had Grenader Jake and Not Vivid take first place. Obviously, you should be really familiar with that name, Not Vivid, because he has been killing it during the Summer Skirmish events. I believe he's won $183,000 now over the Summer Skirmish events ever since he's got invited, and all the events that he's been in. I think this is like the third one that he has won during this time period. So, man, this guy is really good. So I would definitely go follow that guy on Twitch and start watching his stream, so you can kind of learn from him and see what he does and his gameplay and his style and how he picks up wins, because obviously he's a top level player. Alrighty, that Summer Skirmish. Yesterday I mentioned the state of development, and that I was going to read that out. So I went over it again, and it is actually really long. So I'm not going to go ahead and read it out, the whole thing, but I'm going to go ahead and hit the highlights here from what they said in that, what they put in that post. All right, so the state of development highlights. So one of the things they said is that they will continue to improve aiming on controllers. They want to improve the dead zones on controllers and the acceleration. And this includes gyroscope controllers as well. Now, we already know when they released 5.3, there was a big problem with that. They went ahead and changed it back, because whatever they tried to do did not work for anybody at all. Like I said, the first day of 5.3, I was not getting any kills at all, and I was getting wrecked all the time. They changed it back, and instantly yesterday I was going back to getting like 4 or 5 kill matches, so that felt a lot better once they changed it back. I do hope that they still continue to try to improve aiming and firing for us on controllers, but whatever they did this last time wasn't the fix, so hopefully they will continue to work on it and find something else that does work. They also said that in a later release, they're going to fine-tune matchmaking based on your input. And so what this means is controller versus controller, and keyboard and mouse versus keyboard and mouse, no matter what you're playing on. So a lot of players complain that, if you're a console player, that you can hook up your keyboard and mouse to your console and then play with the keyboard and mouse against other console players, and then you have an advantage because you're playing with the keyboard and mouse. Well, they are hoping to sooner rather than later. Seems like it will be happening in a update coming soon, that they will change that. So even if you are a player who plays on console and connects your keyboard and mouse to it, you're no longer going to be playing against just PS4 players or just Xbox players who are playing on controller. You will be put in a room, and a matchmaking service with other players who have connected to keyboard and mouse or with other PC players so that you're on the same level, have the same level playing ground for your inputs. Let's see here. And they do, but they did say for furthering controllers, they did say they're looking to allow completely custom mapping on controllers later this year. So they didn't say when, they just said later this year. So it makes me think it's not going to happen anytime soon. But that would be really cool as well if we can, you know, map out exactly your own custom mapping on your controller for exactly what you want to, you know, what button you want to be what, especially for building mode. I think that is going to be a big deal. Okay, let's see here. They mentioned weapon balance. They want to do the quicker pump shotgun, and they're looking at other shotguns as well going forward. They've already pushed one of these changes, obviously changing the rate in which you can equip the pump shotgun in the 5.3 update, going from 0.96 to 0.88, and they also changed the second clinger now. Instead of it exploding instantly after the first one, you know, it's going to fall to the ground and still wait for the fuse to go before exploding. So, yeah, hopefully shotguns will just keep, you know, continuing to work on those. I don't mind the way the SMGs feel. I would just like for them to buff the shotguns up a little bit, and then I think it would be fine to leave the SMGs the way they are. You just got to get the shotguns out a little bit faster still, I think. I like that they come out faster than it was, but maybe still a little bit faster, and buff them a little bit to damage. I still want to be able to, you know, when I'm fairly close to somebody, I'd still like to be able to get that one pump and take them out. Let's see here. And then they did a building. And so for building, they said they are going to continue to evaluate and adjust building to fine-tune your decision-making when it comes to building. So, you know, they recently changed how much health the wood and brick and metal starts out with and how fast it gets to its max health. And so they want to keep fine-tuning those. That way you really have to think about it in the situation. Okay, should I be building with wood here or brick here or metal here? So that's something they're going to keep evaluating and still, you know, making little adjustments to until they, you know, get it closer to what they are wanting it to be. And they say there's possible changes on what the storm does to player structures in the future as well. So I'm guessing that means that, you know, the storm is going to start damaging player structures in the future. But they said, you know, it's just going to be possible changes in the future. So we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do. For performance, they said they're working on improving performance in 50v50 because, you know, there's so many more players on screen, so they want to improve that. They want to improve the hitching because they found a bug that was causing long hitches, and long hitches for them was anything above 0.5 seconds, so half a second or more. And they found a fix, and they fixed the problem, and this particular fix was causing 60% of the hitches, they said. Now, ever since the most recent update came out, I have been hitching a lot, so it seems like maybe they fixed something, but something else broke, and sometimes that happens when they make these updates, but I've been getting a lot of hitching lately, and this is not even in 50v50. This is in just regular Fortnite solo mode, so hopefully they're going to keep working on that and smooth that out, because I haven't had this much hitching problems in quite a while. Let's see here. They're working on level of detailing loading faster so that buildings will finish loading faster. And this is your level of detail. So especially when you're dropping down into when you first get into a match and you're dropping down, they're talking here about how fast the details of buildings load up. That way you don't get down to a building and it's still blurry or it hasn't finished loading by the time you land down there and then you can't get in the building. I've had this happen to me before, where a building hasn't finished rendering and it's not done loading yet, and I can't walk inside because for some reason it hasn't loaded yet for me. But other opponents, for some reason, you know, on wherever they're playing, that building loaded for them, and so they got in the building and got weapons. But they have pushed some fixes for that. So that is loading faster. They also have improved the Switch screen resolution. They improved it by 10%, and whatever they did to change this as well should help improve the battery, the effect the game has on the battery as well, making it so the battery won't die as fast. Also for resolution type of stuff, the PS4 is soon is going to be able to support resolutions greater than 1080p. If you obviously are playing on a PS4 Pro and you have a 4K TV. They are looking to improve networking by adding subregions to make sure you are connected to the data center closest to you, so you have a more consistent ping. And so the example they gave in the post here was, you know, there's two, you know, if you are the on the North American East, they have two big data centers. And the way they have it set right now, though, you could be really close to one of them and then far away from the other, but you might get set up in a match where you're on the server that is the data center that is not close to you. But they want to make subregions now so that if you base on your area, that you will always get put on the data center closest to you so that your ping will be more consistent. So that is something that will be nice to see as well. Let's see here. They talked about rubber banding in here, and they said rubber banding should be improved by making adjustment. They made some adjustments to their Unreal Engine and what it was detecting, and they said if there is a disruption, your player should end up closer to where you were expected the player to be. So, you know, there's still going to be situations where you are going to be rubber banding and hitching because of a bad ping, but they worked on the Unreal Engine and detecting what was going on so that, you know, if you were heading one direction or if a player you were playing against was going a certain direction and they're rubber banding, that they're going to end up where you expected them to be. They're not going to all of a sudden end up, you know, behind you or, you know, way to the left or the right from where they were. So hopefully that will make that a little bit better. And then, and what I just mentioned here was the proxy, which is other player simulation improvements. So they're improving the player movement when there are fewer players in the area. Let's see here. And they talked about their competitive gaming. And so they said they're still going to support competitive events after Summer Skirmish is over. They're still going to be supporting competitive events for that. And then again, next year in 2019, they are going to have the official Fortnite World Cup, and that's going to be next year. And they mentioned that so the pros are, you know, when they're having these competitions, it would be nice that all the players who are in the competition can have some sort of custom server where they can all be playing against each other in the same match all the time and not having to be playing in random public matches. They said that they've been working on this, and they're going to have a new feature later this fall where they should be able to make that happen so that the competitions will be that much more competitive and, you know, allow these competitors to shine even more. And they are going to continue to improve their in-game view of the competition, you know, with all the different, you know, cameras that they have that you see in the replay mode. They want to start being able to use those cameras so they can fly around the map when you're actually watching the competition, which should really bump up the viewability of these competitions. What they said about mobile was that they still want to improve in performance across all devices, and one of the ways they're doing this is they're looking to drop the patch size on mobile so that it will download faster in the background. That way, whenever they have a patch, you don't have to sit there and wait, and you know, for the thing to download if it's going to take a long time, and it can just download, you know, be small enough patch sizes that it will you know, just download in the background for you, so you don't have to wait so long to get in the game. You know, you just pull your phone out and be like, oh, look, it already downloaded for me in the background. I already have the new update. I don't have to tell it to do it. It's already in there for me. I can just start playing again. Let's see here. Player support, you know, their support team, they're looking to expand the support team. That way they can communicate with you faster when you need to get a hold of the support team for whatever kind of issues you might be having. Let's see here. They want to continue to improve Playground, which is, you know, seems to be a real popular thing that people are still liking. And I think this is great because it's a great mode to be practicing in. And what I've always wanted is for them to give us some Playground mode where we can fine-tune what is in the game, you know, give us something to where we can make it so that it was actual, like a more actual match. That way, when we get in there with our friends, we can practice against each other in a real situation. And they say here that they eventually are going to give us knobs to fine tune your Playground match to your liking. And again, that would be really cool. I would like to just have a setting where everything is like default, like regular game mode. That way, when I drop in somewhere, when I hit something, I only get this the amount of materials I would get if I was playing in a regular match, or, you know, chests spawn randomly just like they would in a regular match. That way, I could practice with my friends and practice with you listeners out there and just improve a skill like an actual in-game match, what it would be like. And that is all they posted there, and that was their little state of development that they had. Again, if you want to go read the whole thing, you can go over to the epicgames.com and it's in the news section there. But let's move on here. I want to get to our tip of the day, and it is the Rift to Go. And carrying a full inventory. So if your inventory is already full, but you want to leave an area and you find the Rift to Go, but say you have an awesome loadout and you're like, man, I don't want to leave any of this stuff behind. What you can do is use that Rift to Go. Well, first, you got to pick up the Rift to Go. And obviously, you're going to drop one of the items in your inventory. But as soon as you hit that Rift to Go, you're going to just shoot straight down back to the ground. Then you can go pick up the item that you dropped to pick up the Rift to Go, and then you can jump back in the Rift before it disappears. Remember, you get 10 seconds. So when you do this, you can't dilly-dally around once you jump in that Rift. You need to go straight back down to go pick up that item. And you probably want to make sure that nobody else is in the area when you do this. Otherwise, they're going to, one, either go take your item, or, you know, if once you get back down there, they're going to, you know, be waiting. They're going to be firing at you before you even hit the ground. So make sure, yeah, nobody else is in the area, and make sure you do this quickly. As soon as you get up in the air, start diving straight down. That way you can get down there quick enough to go pick up your item and still jump back in that Rift and then go wherever it is that you are trying to go. Alrighty, guys, that is your tip of the day. Let's talk about what is in the item shop today. Today in the item shop, we got a new skin, which was the Ravage skin, and we got the Iron Break harvesting tool. I love this Ravage skin. It is like the Raven skin, only this is the female version. I really like the way this one looks as well. And the Iron Break is very much like, you know, the Raven back bling. Let's see here. In the daily items, we get the Sass Sergeant, we get the Baller emote, we get, on the Sass Sergeant, sorry, is a skin, you get the Devastator skin, you get the Cliffhanger Harvesting Tool, you get the Rocket Spinner emote, and you get the Petunia Glider. And that is what is in the item shop today. Let's see here. I want to remind you guys here, we're getting to the end of the show here, so I just want to remind you real quick to go to anchor.fm, Daily Fortnite. Once you're there, you can support the show for as little as $1 a month. Greatly appreciate it if you can help out in any way at all. And again, another way you can help out the show is by writing a review with a 5-star rating over on iTunes. Also, subscribe while you're there. And while we're speaking of that, let me read you a review that we got here today. Of course, it's a 5-star rating with a written review that comes from Six Side. He says, "Awesome podcast. I listen every day. The hints help me a lot. Hopefully soon I get my first victory royale for season 5. Six Side, you listen to the show, so I have faith in you. I know you're going to get that victory royale here soon. good luck to you. Thank you for that 5-star rating and written review. Again, everybody, you can also get a shout out here on the show if you leave a written review, a 5-star review over on iTunes. So make sure you go rate, review, and subscribe over on iTunes. Again, guys, still building up the community over on Discord. So jump in over there, come join us in the conversation and having a good time. Find other players to play with. There's a Creators Creation and Brags where you can post all your videos or, your YouTube channel, or if you're a streamer, post all that stuff in there so everybody can go check out your stuff. I post up all the episodes right after I'm done recording them in there. Let's see here. And there's it's just a great way to hang out with other players. So go do that. Go ahead and follow me over on Twitch as well. Again, I recently got affiliated, so I got trying to get all my emotes set up on there and badges set up there for you guys. So having a good time over there as well. So come over there and chat me up over there. One of the reasons why I like listening to podcasts is I always kind of feel like, especially when I'm listening to podcasts where there's multiple people on the show, you kind of feel like you're in on the conversation, and you almost feel like you're like, hey, I know these guys or I know these girls, and I feel like I'm part of the conversation. Well, if you follow me over on Twitch, you can actually have a conversation with me. Again, you can also do that in Discord, but when I'm streaming, I'm usually paying more attention to my chat, so you can go ahead and follow me on Twitch and actually chat with me when I'm playing the game. Alrighty, guys, that's all I have for today, though, so I will be back tomorrow, of course, with another episode. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.